President Trump has been talking about reforming NAFTA, and many people across the state are concerned, one of which is Kurt Bauer, the head of the Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce. I caught up with him in a phone interview.
Well, between Mexico and Canada, those two countries account for about shy of 47% of Wisconsin's total exports. Talking about renegotiating NAFTA, there is some uncertainty and some concerns that whether they're in the manufacturing sector or the agriculture. I mean, we are a state that makes things, grows things, and processes things, and we need to sell them overseas because, frankly, 95% of the world's consumers live outside the United States.
Other sectors of society affected by trade and immigration are universities. The University of Wisconsin-River Falls Chancellor Dean Van Galen says River Falls has the second largest dairy program in the United States, and Mexico is a very important trade partner.
I'm concerned on two levels. One is in terms of the fact that Mexico is an important trade partner, especially in agriculturally related industries. The other concern I have is regarding the exchange of students.
Allowing students to travel freely for education is important too. Farmers are concerned as well. Dale Beatty is the chief administrative officer for the Wisconsin Farmers Bureau.
Somewhere between 25% to 30% of all of farm revenue in Wisconsin comes through trade.
Those involved in trade feel confident that our state representatives in Congress understand what's at stake and hope to connect with them soon. I'm Lisa Erickson for the Falcon News Service.